Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. Get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters like the BBC and NPR, as well as your favorite local stations, and also sports teams. The Audioboom mobile app is very, very good for listening and also for creating audio. On the creative side, the app makes it easy. You just boot it up, hit record, and you can capture audio anywhere when you're out and about, on the fly. And there's even an editing feature to trim the recording before uploading it. That's really useful and very easy to do. YouTube. It's the biggest platform for listening to music, and it launched a new set of analytics called Music Insights, specifically for musicians. The tool currently offers fan data to the top 10,000 musicians on YouTube, but it will expand the service in the future. The participating artists can use Music Insights to view engagement information, including their most popular songs and the locations where they have the largest numbers of fans. It also shares aggregated view counts, and that includes fan-uploaded videos using that artist's songs, as well as views of videos on the performer's own channel. Music Insights is part of the YouTube for Artists program. Google and its competitors like Pandora and Apple have been beefing up their analytics offerings in an effort to build better ties with the music community. Several weeks ago, we reported on the launch of Dash Radio, a platform for exclusive distribution of online radio stations, including the revival of the famous East Village Radio, which went out of business last year. That was a beta launch. And now, Dash Radio has emerged from its beta testing and is operating ready for prime time on the web and on mobile. The online radio platform has received $2 million of seed funding and has a portfolio of 60 channels now. It's available with apps on both iOS and Android. We took a spin through the beta version of Dash Radio in April. Since then, the crew has added more star power to its roster. For example, Snoop Dogg and Odd Future are DJing stations. The service is free of charge for us, the listeners, and also free of commercials. Rather than play ads, Dash is working with brands to launch limited-time pop-up stations that carry the brand's branding. One of the currently playing pop-ups is centered on Entourage. That's a TV show being turned into a movie. SoundCloud has signed an agreement with Merlin, the global consortium of independent record labels, that will enable Merlin's more than 20,000 labels and artists to earn money on the SoundCloud platform. Those artists represented by Merlin will be able to earn royalties from the On SoundCloud advertising program, and they will reportedly have involvement in the upcoming subscription service as well. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. It's an important piece of progress for SoundCloud, which is attempting to reach licensing deals with the three major labels as well. We've heard reports that those talks are difficult and sometimes stalled. SoundCloud has a listening audience in the neighborhood of 200 million people. Registered users may upload audio to the platform, similar to YouTube's crowdsourced model. SoundCloud claims that 12 hours of audio is uploaded every minute. Pandora is now legally free to acquire KXMZ, a South Dakota radio station. Any listener might be forgiven for thinking that this is old news. In Pandora's long quest to acquire an FM radio station, the FCC waived a regulatory hurdle that Pandora had been unable to comply with, and that ruling happened a month ago. But it applied only to the FCC's normal requirement that radio stations prove they have no more than 25% foreign ownership. So that requirement was waived in Pandora's case, but there still remained a ruling on a so-called petition to deny. That petition had been submitted by ASCAP. This week we learned that the FCC has ruled against ASCAP and made a final acceptance of Pandora's application to buy the station. Why did ASCAP try to stop Pandora from buying a radio station? It's related to music royalty rates collected and distributed to ASCAP clients. Those are songwriters and publishers. Radio stations pay a lower rate than streaming radio does, and Pandora seeks to benefit from being in that different category, just as ASCAP wanted to continue collecting the higher rate from the world's biggest internet radio station. There's a lot of speculation and argument about how much music subscription services should charge. Is $10 a month too much? Would the industry scale faster at a lower rate? Or is it too little? Would raising the price put more money into the ecosystem for the services and the musicians they play? Well, a research company called Atenga specializes in pricing data and recommendations, and it tore into this problem with a scientific analysis to consumer pricing sentiment. Using a technique called the Van Westendorp Price Sensitivity Meter, the company found that several services could make more money by charging more money. Sound obvious? Well, it's not really, because when you raise prices, you lose some percentage of customers. The challenge is finding an optimal sweet spot that retains most users and maximizes revenue. The result in this case was a recommendation that Pandora and Spotify should each raise their rates, Pandora by a little and Spotify by a lot. We don't expect any action to be taken as a result of this research, but it's very interesting. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like to listen to based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.